high honors for a handful of coaches in Michigan, and the basketball record book has some new entries for steals. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The National Federation of State High School Associations Coaches Association has named 23 coaches from across the country as its 2021-22 National Coaches of the Year. Among those 23 is one from Michigan, Jill Evers, the cross-country coach at Kent City. In her 33 years at Kent City, Evers has led the Eagles to 21 conference championships, 7 regional titles, and 2 state runners-up finishes in 2012 and 2022. Evers was the NFHS Sectional Coach of the Year in 2006, the Michigan High School Coaches Association Coach of the Year in 2022, and was inducted into the Michigan Interscholastic Track Coaches Association Hall of Fame in 2012. She's also coached the boys' cross-country team at Kent City since 1993. The NFHS has been recognizing coaches through an awards program since 1982, naming both National Coaches of the Year and Sectional Coaches of the Year. 3 Michigan coaches were named Section 4 Coaches of the Year this year. Mark Posey, the boys' golf coach at Big Rapids, Ronald Hebert, the Lake Orion boys lacrosse coach, and Scott Werner, the girls track and field coach at Pawama Westphalia. Congratulations to everyone honored by the NFHS. Game balls this week go to 2 boys basketball players who both topped the state record for steals in a game 1 week apart. First, it was center line's Cody Bowling, who had 15 steals and a win over Hazel Park. The previous high of 14 was set in 2018. 1 week after Bowling's performance, Felix Quevedo of Crystal Falls Forest Park also recorded 15 steals, this coming in a win over Gwynn. So now both Bowling and Quevedo sit atop the list for most steals in a game with 15. Don't try and dribble past either of those two. The final game ball goes to Westland John Glenn wrestling coach Bill Polk. He recorded his 500th win as coach of the Rockets, the 38th wrestling coach to achieve that feat.
Need money for college? You need My Student Aid. My Student Aid is the go-to resource that helps Michigan families find money to pay for college. Plus, they'll guide you through the financial aid process and answer any questions you have. For grants, scholarships, and more, connect with My Student Aid, helping make college affordable for everyone. Learn more at michigan.gov/mistudentaid.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with the MHSAA's Sam Davis.
Did you know there's no such thing as over the back in basketball? If 2 players are going for a rebound and the player behind another player is able to grab it over the top of the player in front, that's not necessarily a foul. He or she did not go over the back. The player behind another player may have committed a foul such as bumping the player in front or pushing that player, gaining an advantage to grab the rebound, but that would be whistled for a push or grab, not over the back. A taller player or player who can jump higher grabbing a rebound is not a foul. It is only a foul if they create an advantage by pushing, bumping, or any other kind of illegal contact while in the process of going for a rebound. Fans yell over the back all the time, but an official will never call a foul for going over the back.
Thanks, Sam. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you are interested, go to the MHSAA website now to register. Staying with officiating, this week is Winter Sports Officials Appreciation Week. The work and time and effort that officials put in should be appreciated every week, but it's great to see schools and teams and communities across the state recognizing officials. Schools are sending thank you cards, posting messages of support on social media, treating officials to coffee and donuts and more, all in an effort to say thank you. There are a little more than 8,000 registered high school officials in Michigan, and there's no doubt that they hear a lot of things during a game. Now is a great time to make sure they also hear thank you from coaches, players, and fans, because without officials, it's just practice. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross. We'll see you next week.